The Dean Smith Trophy is in the building and it's sitting courtside, and somebody's going to come away with it. We're getting ready for Emporia and Topeka High Centennial League Clash coming up here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KBOE, Emporia, Kansas. Looking at the Centennial League Conference standings, Manhattan all by themselves in the top spot at 5-2. Emporia and Washburn Roll tied at 4-3. Hayden 4-4. Topeka High 3-5. And Junction City just 2-5. That game coming up on Tuesday night is looming large. Obviously, Emporia has some work to do in the final three Centennial League contests, but if they want to be able to catch Manhattan, they're going to have to pick up that win on Tuesday and take care of business tonight against Topeka and on Friday against Junction City of next week. Let's go ahead and get you our starting lineups brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Starting with Emporia, Harry Trelk, the junior, that's 6'1". Tanner Seidel, the senior, that's 6'2". Cohen Bloomquist, the 6'1" junior. Raylan Crowell, the senior, that is 6'1". And Tarek Franklin, the 6'5" junior. Now on the other side, it's all starters are seniors. Jalen Aldrich, the senior, that is 6'3". Alicia Guest, a senior, that is 5'7". Bryson McComas, a senior, that's 6'5". Ajalon Ross, a senior, that's 6'1". And Octavian McFadden, a senior, that is 6'1". Those are your starting lineups. Head coach for Topeka High, Robbie Sanders. Head coach for Emporia, Evan Burns. And year number one with the program, and quite the year one we've had so far. A 15-5 record, 4-3 in league contest. And they're trying to end a two-game losing skid. It's the first time all season they've dropped back-to-back games. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you to tip off. This is Emporia High Basketball on KBOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Round two between Emporia and Topeka coming up right here on KVOE. Appreciate you making us part of the evening. Round number one went the way of the Trojans. Rylan Prowell had 20 points in the game. Tarek Franklin added 16. It was the second quarter that ultimately doomed Emporia. Third quarter didn't help much either. It was a back-and-forth first quarter that saw EHS lead 14-13. Topeka took the lead and built an 8-point halftime advantage, 28-20. The Trojans extended their lead to 44-31 after three, and Emporia could never get closer than two possessions in the final stanza. Again, Emporia matching up with Topeka tonight. Trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Harry Trell coming off a strong performance for Emporia on Tuesday night during the two-point loss. It was a tough one where Emporia didn't allow a single point in the fourth quarter, but they fell in overtime after a 19-point game from Trell. Prowl added 13 on a Tuesday. And we're right back up the turnpike for more Emporia High basketball. Centennial League foes going at it. As Franklin is going to be met in the middle by McComas. They had some fun battles in Spartan Gymnasium when these two teams met earlier this year. In case you missed it earlier, the girls fell. And the tip is going to be tipped into the backcourt, won by Emporia. Prowl brings the ball up the floor, guarded by McComas, goes near side, Seidel. Seidel picks up his dribble, top of the key, Bloomquist over to Prowl, thought about the three, down low Franklin. He's looking to back down his defender, right back to Prowl, corner three off the front of the rim, rebound picked up by the Trojans, and then they throw the ball away, but Trell can't keep his feet in bounds. If only he was half a shoe size smaller, they've been able to keep that one in. So we're 24 seconds in, no score. Left to right on your radio dial, bringing the ball up the floor is McComas for Topeka High. Dribbling on the perimeter, up top now, Guest. Guest gets to the free throw line, and he's going to draw a whistle. That's going to go against Bloomquist, his first of the night. Great energy glue guy Bloomquist brings to Evan Burns' club. Quick inbounds, it's going to be a corner three, and Ross knocks it down. He made a couple of those when these two teams met the first go-around. Down low, Franklin. Franklin trying to back down Aldridge. Goes right at him, layup up, and he gets it to go. That's a good sign for EHS if Franklin is making his layups underneath the basket and losses. Franklin normally misses layups. Up top, Guest. Goes far side, Aldridge. Aldridge, guarded by Bloomquist, throws it in the corner. Triple try off the front of the rim, and Franklin gets the rebound. Emporia gets the stop. Can it lead to points? Franklin leading the break, has it poked away, gets it to Bloomquist, right back to Crowell. A lot of Emporia fans making the trip. Just a short little one-hour drive as Franklin Crowell, three, won't go. Franklin tries to grab the rebound, no dice. Bringing the ball up the floor for the Trojans is McComas. McComas all the way to the rim, and he lays it in for his first points. It is 5-2 in favor of Topeka High. Black uniforms tonight for EHS. Spartans across the chest in red. Red accent, trim all the way down these uniforms with red numbers. Trelk to the free throw line, gets it to Crowell. Home whites for Topeka High. Trojans across the chest in black with yellow numbers. Seidel thought about the left wing three. That shot clock never started. They're going to have to do something about that. Crowell on the left wing, up top Bloomquist, now Trelk. Trelk on the far side, looking to drive. Seidel in between the circles, gets it to Crowell. Franklin driving towards the basket all the way to the rim. He misses the layup. He was contending that time with McComas. Quickly up the floor. They throw it in the corner. Up top Ross from the right wing for three, and he's got his second. Back-to-back threes. Ross has two of them. We'll take a timeout with Evan Burns. It's 8-2 Topeka throwing the first punch here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Couple early threes from Ross has Emporia playing from behind 8-2 with 5:23 to play in quarter one. Late start tonight. We had Royalty of Court celebration in between games. That took quite a while. Trelk up top gets it over to Franklin, driving towards the rim. Floater up will not go, and Aldridge clears the rebound. Seeing the message from Coach Burns, get the ball to Franklin and let him go to work underneath the basket. He's missed two layups so far. Aldridge, top of the key, thought about the three, got Franklin in the air. He hands it off to Ross, now far side Guest. Guest looking to drive. He's one of the best free throw shooters in the Centennial League. Aldridge from way downtown off the front of the rim. And Crowell gets the rebound, pushing the ball up the floor. Seidel, wide open transition three, and he swished it. 8-5. Topeka High leads here in Topeka. Quickly up the floor. Ross looks to answer, and it rims out. Emporia gets the stop. Crowell up the floor to Trelk. Trelk all the way to the basket, lays it up and out. Offensive rebound put back by Shively, will not go. Maddox Shively just checked into the ball game. The senior, that is, 5'8". Guest on the perimeter. Man-to-man defense here by EHS. Ross has it up top, gets it to Guest. Guest working on the near wing, trying to feed the post. Skips it far side. Ross has it. Ross in the corner, up top McComas. McComas looking to drive, gets by two defenders. Throws it in the corner. The three-pointer is up and too strong this time. Offensive rebound Aldridge, and his foot was on the line. And they'll give the ball back to EHS. 8-5, 3:47 to go in Q1. Redmond getting his first minutes of the game, the sophomore that's 6 foot, as McFadden goes to the bench. Little extended pressure. Trelk's going to try and break it by himself. He crosses the timeline, and he's going to call for a carrying violation. Interesting. Tough turnover there for Emporia. Just their first of the game. Redmond, the inbounder in front of the Emporia bench, tosses it into McComas. He's got 2 points tonight. Up top, Aldridge. Harrington comes in. He looks to shoot a three over Harrington, and Aldridge knocks it down. Three made threes in this first quarter, propelling the attack of the Trojans. Crowell breaks the full court pressure, looking for a screen from Harrington. Can't shake McComas. Seidel goes to Trelk on the far side. Up top, Shively. Shively in between the circles, driving far side. Hands it off to Trelk. Goes off his hands. He gets the ball back over to Seidel. Top of the key. Pump fakes the three. Crowell in the corner all alone. And that's a John Newland made triple. First points of the game for Crowell. It's 11-8. under 3 minutes to go in Q1. McComas on the right wing. Goes far side, Guest. Guest trying to lose Harrington, driving on him, and Franklin! And Trell comes over and gets the ball with the blocked shot, and Harrington comes away with it. Trelk up top gets it to Crow. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Burns yelling out the play to the boys. They find Trelk in the corner for a three off the front of the rim. Harrington battles for the board, but Aldridge is too strong that time. Quickly up the floor, Redmond dishes it in the corner. Up top, McComas from the wing for three, and he gets it to go. 14-8, 2:10 to go in Q1. Crowell on the left wing, guarded by Ross. This is a matchup he should take advantage of. He drives by him, step back three off the front of the rim, and Aldridge gets the rebound. Good luck that time for the future Hornet playing football, but Crowell can't get it to go that time. Shively pokes the ball away. He dives for it, gets it to Trelk. Trelk in transition, Seidel to the rim, and he lays it in. That's one of those plays. That's a Shively play right there to get the steal and find Trelk in transition, and Seidel got two. McComas from the left wing thought about the three. Spin move, gets by one defender to Redmond in the corner. Guest driving by Shively, picks up his dribble. Up top, Aldridge finds Redmond in the corner. The lefty three, too strong, and Shively gets the board. He's leading the break all the way up the floor. He finds Harrington, who draws the whistle. Aldridge came in and smacked Harrington that time. So two free throws coming up for Harrington with Emporia down four. Two shots for Harrington, and the first one halfway down and out. Harrington's one of the best free throw shooters on this team. Something you normally don't expect from one of your taller players. But when the game's tight down the stretch, Coach Burns loves to have Harrington in the game and isn't afraid of him shooting the free throws. He actually likes it. Free throw number two from Harrington. This one's off the back iron. Apologize for the announcer's jinx there. Aldridge working on the near side. Driving right at Shively. He loses him, and he'll try the right wing three, and he knocks it down. There was a shove off there that Coach Burns wanted called for an offensive foul. Referee didn't agree with it. 17-10, Trelk top of the key, gets it to Franklin. Franklin on the far wing, dribbles once, goes near side Shively. They find Trelk in the corner, and we're going to have a whistle. Foul against Redmond underneath the basket, away from the ball, his first, second against the Trojans. Trout goes to the bench as Crowell comes back in. Franklin, Harrington, Crowell, Shively, and Bloomquist on the floor. Crowell's the trigger man. Where are they going to go with the ball here? Crowell quick inbounds to Bloomquist in the near corner. Up top, Harrington. Far side, Shively. Down low, Franklin. Franklin has his pass tipped. It ends up in the hands of Bloomquist, who tries the corner three. Will not go. Rebound by Redmond. He's racing down the floor. And Crowell is going to force a really tough layup and knock the ball away. And we're going to have a whistle against Topeka High after a rebound by Franklin. And that's going to be foul number two against Redmond. Ross is going to check back into the ball game for him. The junior Campbell, that's 6'1", also entering the game. First time we've pulled his name. 30 seconds to go in quarter one. Emporia down a touchdown. Crowell on the far wing. Up top, Franklin. Near side now, Trelk. Trelk gets it in the corner to Shively. Thought about the three. Still 15 seconds until the end of the quarter. Trelk from the right wing. He'll hoist up the three. Too strong. Harrington battling for the rebound. It's going to be off of him. Trojans basketball. 8.9 seconds. Campbell racing up the floor. 5 seconds. Looking to drive up top, Ross. Near side, Aldridge for three, and he's got another one. Third made free by Aldridge as he beats the buzzer, and it's a 10-point lead for Topeka High here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
6 made threes in quarter number one has Topeka High on top of Emporia inside the dungeon at Topeka High School. Trelk, Franklin, Crowell, Bloomquist, and Seidel begin this second quarter. Seidel leading the Spartans with 5 points so far in this game. Topeka High basketball, Guest has it, guarded by Bloomquist, goes near side to Campbell. Up top, McFadden. Far side, Guest, he whips the ball down low to Campbell, gets it to McComas. McComas 15-footer, and he gets it to go. McComas has 7. Emporia trails by 12. Bloomquist on the perimeter, gets it over to Franklin. Franklin, spin move, goes up for a shot, and he's going to draw a whistle. Emporia's done a fairly good job of drawing fouls in the first quarter. See if they can keep that up. This one's going to go against Campbell. First against him, first against the Trojans in the quarter. Crowell's going to be the trigger man. Quick toss into Franklin, catching it at the free throw line. Trelk on the left wing in the corner to Seidel. Dumps it down low to Bloomquist. Bloomquist up top, trying to get it to Crowell, but Aldridge is able to knock it away and save it from going out of bounds. So that's an Emporia turnover. Quickly up the floor, McComas has it. Spin move, throws it in the corner. Wide open is Guest. He can't get it to go. Rebound by Bloomquist. Crowell up the floor, whips it down low to Franklin. Franklin's going to walk with it. He had a size mismatch underneath the basket, but got caught in between what he wanted to do with the ball. And Emporia down 12 with 7:04 to play in quarter number two. Man-to-man defense here for EHS. Guest gets a screen, dribbling top of the key, gets it to Ross. Up top, Guest, McComas. McComas on the perimeter, looking to drive. Spin move, loses the ball. Franklin has it for a second, and now Bloomquist has it, throws it up ahead to Crowell. So Emporia gets the turnover. Crowell at the free throw line, finds Seidel. He gets a defender in the air, whips it down low, finds Trelk. Right wing three, and he swishes it. That's a John Newland made three for Emporia. 22-13. McComas hands the ball off and throws it away. He handed off to Guest, and Guest just whipped the ball through two defenders and couldn't connect on Ross, who was cutting towards the basket. 6:15 go until halftime. We'll have the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show where we get you the Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home stats. Crowell, top of the key, gets it over to Trelk. Trelk working on the elbow, finds Franklin at the free throw line, working against Aldridge, trying to lower the shoulder, find some space. Bloomquist, 15-footer on the baseline. It's going to be too strong this time. Trying to knock down the shot. He was open. Not a bad look. Aldridge, top of the key. He looks for another three. He missed it, so he is human. He made his first three threes. Crowell crosses half court, calling for a screen. Doesn't use it, gets to the free throw line, and he knocks it in. That was smooth that time from Crowell. Just got to the spot on the floor he wanted, lifted up, and was able to get it to go. Emporia down by 7. McComas throws the ball to Aldridge, left wing three, and he gets it to go. quickly up the floor. Seidel has it on the left wing, down low to Franklin. Franklin trying to spinning by Aldridge, who pokes the ball away, and that's an Emporia turnover. 10-point lead for the Trojans. Guest sets a screen, throws it right side to Aldridge. Guest in between the circles. Ross from the right wing, and he knocks down another three. That's his third. Coach Burns wants a timeout with Emporia trailing 28-15 here on KVOE. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
28-15, a 13-point lead for the Trojans. That is the largest it's been tonight. Coach Burns using his second timeout of the evening. Seidel will be the inbounder. They're double-teaming Trelk. Somebody's going to have to come help him. Shively quickly making his way into the backcourt. He'll catch it, get it over to Trelk, and Emporia will bring the ball up the floor. Trelk gets it to Crowell. Down low, Franklin. And there's going to be a foul against McComas, trying to slow up Franklin after he caught the entry pass. So Crowell will be the inbounder underneath his own basket after the first foul of the game against McComas, second against Tehigh in the quarter. Trelk up top, catches the ball, gets it to Shively. Down low, Franklin. Franklin against McComas. He's double-teamed, goes up with the right hand, can't get the shot to go. Guest pushing the ball up the floor. Stopping as he crosses half court. Near side. Ross. Franklin guarding him on the perimeter. They throw the ball in the corner to McFadden. McComas with the touch in between the circles to the free throw line. Throws it in the corner. Up top, McComas. Dribble driving to the basket, and he loses the ball on his way to the rim, and it's going to be a whistle against EHS. It's going to be against Franklin. His first and first against Emporia in the quarter. Harrington checks in for EHS. Sophomore, that's 6'4", Carter, comes in for Topeka High. Guest inbounding, tosses it into McComas, hands it off to Aldridge. Aldridge from the free throw line off the front of the rim, and Trell gets the board. Up the floor to Seidel, down low, Harrington has it poked away, and Carter has it for a second, and then there's a whistle against Emporia. Harrington dove for the ball, tried to knock it away from Carter, and that's going to be a foul on Harrington. First against him tonight, second against Emporia in the quarter. Guest dribbling, hands it off to Aldridge. Aldridge on the far side, gets it near side. Marks driving, throws it to Guest in the corner for three, and he's got another one. 9 made threes so far in this game for Topeka High. Crowell gets it over to Harrington, all the way to the basket, and he gets the layup to go. Crowell found him cutting, and he laid it in for two. First points for Harrington. Aldridge has it at the free throw line, throws it in the corner. Guess for three, will not go. Crowell up ahead to Shively. Shively taking his time, finds Seidel on the left wing. Driving down low to Harrington. Harrington throws it in the corner over to Seidel. Wide open on the left wing, and he swishes it in. We got a timeout on the floor. Coach Sanders wants a break. We'll take one with him. It's 31-20 here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
11-point lead here at Topeka High. Topeka leads Emporia 31-20. 2 minutes and 47 seconds left in the first half. Aldridge bringing the ball up the floor, gets it over to McComas. McComas to Carter, to Aldridge on the far wing. He's been lethal from behind the arc. He's already made four threes in our first half. Aldridge gets it to Guest. Guest goes far side to Aldridge. It's a zone defense here by Emporia right now. Aldridge throws it in the corner, driving baseline. And McComas throws the ball away as Shively gets the steal up the floor. Harrington gets it to Shively. Shively dumps it down low to Harrington, goes off his hands. Carter tries to save it from going out of bounds. And we're going to get a jump ball. So possession favors Emporia. So with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, Crow will be the inbounder. And Coach Burns is making his way out on the floor, and as a couple guys ended up on the floor, he's going to wipe up the sweat. So Crow the inbounder. Quick toss into Trell, catches it at the free throw line. Down low Harrington, but the pass is going to be picked off by Aldridge. And Emporia turnover the other way. Carter slowing things down. Up top to Guess. Down low McComas working against Seidel. Seidel forces a really tough layup, but then he fouls him, and McComas lays it in. So McComas shooting the and one free throw coming up. Seidel picks up his first foul of the game. Third against the team in the quarter. Crowell, Harrington, Bloomquist, Trelk, and Shively on the floor. And the and one free throw is off the front of the rim. Quickly up the floor, Trelk all the way to the basket, and he's got his first made layup of the game. 33-22, quickly up the floor, all the way underneath the basket. Shively saves it and just whips it to half court. Bloomquist runs it down over to Trelk. Layup in transition, and they lay it in. Great effort all the way around. Shively saved the ball from going out of bounds and just whipped it behind his back for the takeaway. It's 33-24. Quickly up the floor. Ross on the right wing. Thought about the three. He lets Shively blow by, and he steps into it, and he misses it. Crowell in transition. All the way to the rim, and he lays it in. Two more points for Emporia. It is a 7-point game. Quickly up the floor. McComas, top of the key for three, and he gets it to go. They lost him that time. That's now 10 made threes, and it's a 10-point lead. Crowell on the perimeter, dribbling up top, driving to the basket. Floater in the lane, won't go. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with EHS. With 30 seconds, Emporia can hold for the final shot. Crowell, the inbounder, tosses it into Harrington. Down low, Trelk. Trelk out to Shively. He's open for three. Too strong.
Topeka comes down with the board up ahead. Ross has it on the near wing, driving against Crowell. They double-team him in the corner. Over to Redmond. Redmond to Carter for the corner three, and he gets it to go. 39-26. It's back to a 13-point lead. Crowell looking to drive. Floater in the lane. He gets it to go, and he beats the buzzer. And that'll make it an 11-point game as we go to the break. 39 Topeka, 28 Emporia as we get ready for halftime here. It looks like Coach Stewart is nearby, so we will make some room for him as we'll let Brett Stewart make his way onto the broadcast here. Again, here at half, it is 39-28. As Coach has the headset thrown on. Coach, we appreciate you making the time for us. Tough environment here inside Topeka High School. A strong first quarter from the girls tonight. You're able to play to an 11-11 draw, and you were able to score six straight points after giving up four to open the game. So what'd you like that you saw early in the game?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, yeah, you're right. It's a great environment up here. I want to thank our fans. I think we got a great crowd here, and we really heard them tonight, and that was awesome. But, yeah, I appreciate, we talked after the last couple games about just getting off to a good start and play for the first 4 minutes. First 4 minutes, focus on that, and then after that, we're going to play for the next 4 minutes, and just kind of broke it down into four-minute sections, and they really did that tonight. I think other than maybe a little 2-3-minute stretch in that second quarter, we got a little three-point happy, and we were getting some stuff inside and then back out, and just kind of got a little three-point happy, and it kind of hurt us a little bit.
Talking about the environment of this gym, talking about the old feel of it, it's hot in here. Do you think that's a factor for the girls out on the court?
Yes, it is. It is. They talk about it before the game, and they're up there after the game as well. But, a warm day in February isn't so good, is it?
Not at all. As we take a look at that third quarter, we knew Rayton was a ball player coming in this one, and she really took over. What'd you see from second half adjustments by legendary coach Ron Slaymaker?
You know, I thought we did a really good job of getting in the gaps and stopping penetration in that first half. And so what he did is it basically started running some high ball screens for her. We didn't react to it well. We kind of started to try and switch, but we probably should have hedged that a little bit more. And that was the biggest key right there. You get them a head start, it's just really tough to keep them in front. Then they have the bigs on the backside for the backside boards.
Now, obviously, this is a really good Topeka High team. When you guys were able to close out, thought the fourth quarter was one of your stronger quarters as well. What'd you guys try things a little bit differently there?
You know, we did make a couple of adjustments to our zone offense. Coach Miller made a great adjustment. He brought our bigs up a little bit to start, and then when we worked the ball, we kind of got a little bit easier time to get down low, little high-low action game going.
Obviously, we know Macy Davis is a good basketball player, and she showed a lot of that tonight. 24 points,
wow.
A lot of rebounds all night long. What'd you see from her that, you know, it was almost like a second or even a third level from what we normally see from her?
Yeah, she's doing great. She's working on her game, and all our kids are. They're doing extra shooting. They're doing some conditioning and things like that. And the biggest thing is Macy had two blocks. They called for fouls, so I want those as stats as well.
For sure. And she had plenty of blocks tonight, and she looked to go straight up on most of those. As we take a look, it doesn't get any easier in Centennial League play. You got Manhattan coming to town, a chance to celebrate the seniors as well.
That's right, and that's going to be a good night for them. And we're excited. You know, we just got to keep building off of this, okay? We've had trouble playing four straight quarters, solid quarters, and I feel like we did that tonight. And so we just got to build that, and now we just got to get our offense a little bit better, get our defense a little bit better, and work the we're going to work the press game on Monday because they'll press us. But we're also going to take a lot of look at the Hayden film from Hayden just upset them a week ago. So we're going to see what they did. Maybe we can mirror it a little bit.
Awesome, Coach. Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll catch up with you on Tuesday.
Sounds good, Brayden. Thanks.
Again, final tonight in the girls' contest was 58-40. Here at halftime of the boys' one, Topeka leads 39-28. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout before we get you the first half stats here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TT&L.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongvineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Braden Brown.
Welcome back to Topeka High, where Topeka leads Emporia 39-28 here at the break. Let's go ahead and get you our first half stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Emporia led by Crowell with 9 points, 8 from Seidel, 7 from Trout, 2 points apiece from Harrington and Franklin. On the other side, 12 points apiece from Aldridge and McComas, 9 from Ross, and 3 points apiece from Carter and Guess. 11 made threes in the first half for the Trojans. Emporia trying to hang with them, nothing to scoff at, by making 4 of their attempts, but they still trail here at half, 39-28. Down 11 after trailing by 10 at the end of the first. Emporia's been down by as many as 16. We'll take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have the second half action for you here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Topeka basketball as we begin our second half. McComas has it, spin move to the free throw line, finds Guest on the left wing for three, and this one rims out. They're due to miss some of them, right? After connecting on 11, Crowell has it. Emporia now moving left to right on your radio dial, trying to lead the ball up the floor to Trelk, and Harrington led him just a tad too much. Harrington, Crowell, Seidel, Trelk, and Bloomquist on the floor for Emporia. Little extended pressure. Ross has it on the far side, gets it to Guest. Home white uniforms for Topeka. Aldridge on the left wing. Thought about the three. Trojans across the chest in yellow with yellow numbers. Looking to drive. McComas backing down Trelk, gets it up top to Aldridge. Aldridge thought about the step back three, throws it in the corner. Guest driving baseline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off of EHS. Emporia wearing the visiting black uniforms tonight. Red trim down the sides, red across the chest as Spartans with red numbers. Quick toss into Ross. Ross gets it to Aldridge. Aldridge working against Harrington. Harrington on the perimeter. Going to work against Aldridge. And Aldridge drives on him and tries the jumper, won't go. Ross offensive rebound. He passes it over to Guest. And then McFadden lays it in for his first points of the game. Quickly up the floor. Crowell with it. Driving all the way to the basket. Left-handed layup is good. Emporia needed that 2 points right there. Double-teamed in the backcourt is McComas. McComas up the floor to Ross. Ross to Aldridge, who just barely saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Guess. Dribble driving in the corner to McFadden for three. Well, he didn't hit one in the first half, so I guess he was due another made three. Quickly up the floor. Seidel over to Crowell. Crowell has the ball poked away by Aldridge, but there is a whistle. That's going to go against Aldridge. Second against him. And Franklin checks in the second half, with Harrington going to the bench. Quick toss in, Bloomquist over to Crowell. Now Trelk. Trelk gets a screen. Up top, Franklin. Down low, Bloomquist goes off his hands and out of bounds. That's going to be an Emporia turnover. That's a turnover by Emporia. They've already had a couple of those to begin our second half. They're down 14. McComas up the floor to McFadden. Skips it to Ross. Three-point try is up and good. Coach Burns wants a timeout. We will take a one-minute break with them. Emporia down 17, 47-30 on KBOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
47-30 after another made three by Ross. Coach Burns called a timeout. Crowell dribbling in the backcourt. Gets by McComas up the floor to Seidel. Seidel guarded closely by Ross. Hands the ball off to Crowell. Crowell on the right wing. Spin move, and McComas just takes the ball away from him. 3-on-2 break. McComas calls his own number, misses the layup in transition. Ball tipped around, and Trout comes away with it. Whips it to half court to Crowell. 3-on-2, Emporia's got numbers. Crowell with the lefty layup. Aldridge blocks a shot. Offensive rebound, Franklin. His putback will not go, but there is a foul against the Trojans. They're going to get Ross for this one. ...47-30, 5:07 to go in the third quarter. Franklin shooting two. The first one hits every bit of the rim and rolls in. First points for Franklin since the opening shot of the game from him. Second shot is up and also good. McComas has the ball in the backcourt. Emporia trying to speed him up. Down 15. McComas throws it in the corner to McFadden for three, and he knocks it down. 50-32. Crowell in between the circles. Over to Franklin. Franklin, spin move to the free throw line. Gets it out to Trelk. Trelk nearly carried with it. Driving, gets all the way to the rim, but he left his layup short. Quickly up the floor, Seidel steals the basketball. Throws it in the corner. Trelk open for three, and it's good. 10 points from Trelk.